This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Federal prosecutors in Chicago are seeking a multi-million dollar judgment from convicted former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Madigan's February conviction on multiple counts of bribery, wire fraud, and conspiracy carries a potentially expensive price tag. On Friday, the U.S. Attorney's Office filed paperwork in Madigan's case, seeking $3.1 million in financial penalties from him. That's the combined total Commonwealth Edison spent in a nearly decade-long bribery scheme, in which the utility hired ghost Madigan subcontractors and a Madigan-backed firm to do legal work for the company. A forfeiture trial will be held in federal court on June 9th to settle how much Madigan must pay. Then, on June 13th, the former speaker will learn how long he may spend in federal prison. Some Illinois lawmakers are making it clear they won't consider new money for public transportation unless safety concerns are addressed. The CTA, Metra, and PACE say to expect 40% service cuts starting next year without hundreds of millions in new funding. But Democratic State Representative Marcus Evans says he's not hearing enough about making buses and trains safer.
Anybody in here get on the green line and go west and tell me you feel it ain't safe. We are the only city with the amount of crime that we have without a dedicated trans police.
One measure lawmakers are considering would create a public transit-specific police force and an ambassador program, where non-police employees help with cleanliness, rule compliance, and more. The head of a key House Transportation Committee says he won't call a bill until there's an agreement on a framework. Despite several cold snaps that lingered this past winter, there was relatively little ice formation on Lake Michigan. Trent Ford is the Illinois state climatologist. He says that's due in part to the warmer temperatures last fall that persisted into December.
Been kind of an average winter, especially relative to some of the very, very mild winters that we've seen in the last couple of years.
On Lake Michigan, he adds that ice coverage was below normal for approximately 10 days this past winter. Across parts of the upper Midwest, snowfall was 2 or more feet below average. And lake levels for all the Great Lakes are currently below normal. The city hosted its fourth Teen Spring Bash at Navy Pier over the weekend. Hundreds of young people were there to dance to live music from local DJs and for a chance to snag a free ticket to Lollapalooza. Mayor Brandon Johnson delivered remarks at the event, which was held a day after a 15-year-old boy was shot during a large teen gathering downtown. Johnson said Chicago teens need more spaces to get together.
We have to make sure that, one, that we get the guns off the street, but we also have to make sure we make critical investments into our communities, and when people engage in reckless and harmful and dangerous behavior, we'll continue to hold them accountable.
This comes amid a renewed push from local older people and downtown residents for an 8 p.m. curfew for minors in the area. Johnson is against the curfew. Some more things you should know today. Chicagoland Muslims are celebrating Eid, marking the end of the fasting period of Ramadan. Next weekend, there will be a family-friendly event at Weber Leisure Center in Skokie. Islam follows a lunar calendar, so Ramadan and Eid change dates depending on the year. Members of the Chicago Teachers Union might vote on a contract deal as soon as this week. A union committee will consider it today. If they say yes, it goes to a group of elected representatives from each school on Wednesday, who will decide whether to recommend it to the CTU's 30,000 members for a vote. CTU officials are pleased with agreements on class size, librarians, and money for sports programs. Chicago Public Schools officials say they are pleased to reach a fair contract that is mindful of budget constraints. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and a 70-member delegation left yesterday for a 4-day trade mission in Mexico. The trip comes as the Trump administration announced a 25% tariff on imported cars and auto parts, a top export from Mexico to the U.S. In a statement, the governor's office says Pritzker and the delegation will, quote, discuss enhancing collaboration in key sectors, such as agriculture and food processing, finance and manufacturing. According to the governor's website, Mexico is Illinois' third largest import market. Today's weather, it's going to be cloudy with a high of 45, and tonight the low will be around 32 degrees. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 46. And that's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.